This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for the Noon Ag Show, brought to you by Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville, Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville, taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, Area Diesel Service of Carlinville, and M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And now, with the Noon Ag Show, here's Gabe Osborne.
Thanks, Levi. Now for Ag News on your Tuesday afternoon. Jill Branagh's nomination to be the next Department of Agriculture Deputy Secretary and first black woman who would hold that post moved to the full Senate late yesterday. Branagh, who won high marks at her Senate Ag confirmation hearing last month, scored an easy vote of support in the committee. The Virginia State Agricultural Chief and former State Farm Service Agency Director and Agricultural College Dean at Virginia State, Branagh has strong bipartisan backing for the number two spot at USDA. Senate Ag Chairman Debbie Stabenow.
You have a very impressive and wide-ranging agricultural background. You have worked on some of our most important issues to American farmers, families, and rural communities.
Top Ag Republican John Bozeman of Arkansas on the importance of Branagh's background in handling USDA's day-to-day operations and becoming acting secretary if needed.
Dr. Branagh certainly has shown she has the experience to handle these significant responsibilities at the department. Throughout Dr. Branagh's career, she has shown to be a true leader in agriculture by serving her country in the state of Virginia in government and educational roles.
Branagh committed in her April confirmation hearing to work on ending a history of discrimination across the Department of Agriculture and on boosting rural economies with clean energy jobs, renewable fuels, bio-based products, and broadband. She's expected to win easy confirmation in the Senate. In ag news from around the world, Canadian National Railroad has placed an order of 1,000 new generation high-capacity grain hopper cars. These new rail cars to be built in Mexico will help meet the needs of North American grain farmers and the demands of grain customers. The order is part of a large program to build and renew a fleet of 6,000 hopper rail cars over the next 3 years. CN recently made a formal offer to acquire Kansas City Southern Railroad. The combination would extend the span of CN's network from Canada and the U.S. into Mexico, making it the first railroad to link North America's three national economies. CN President and Chief Executive J.J. Roost states the rail cars will help move more grain across the CN rail network, which continues to make CN the embodiment of a true USMCA railroad. The railway also noted that support of its Kansas City Southern proposal is expanding, with more letters of support being submitted to the Surface Transportation Board. The Farmers Veteran Coalition has announced grants last week to support veterans in their early years of farming and ranching. More than 100 farmers are being awarded equipment thanks to Farmer Veteran Fellowship Funds. FVC Executive Director Jeanette Lombardo says, "We directly purchase a piece of equipment the farmer has identified as being critical. Over 11 years, more than 700 veterans have benefited with $3.5 million in equipment distributed. The 2021 class is representing nearly 40 states and 47 females. The equipment will soon be delivered to farms starting now and into the summer. Grantees anxiously await greenhouses and grow tents, walk-in coolers and cold storage units, milking systems, water filtrations, and honey extractors. Other unique requests include a mushroom substrate steamer and a lavender bud stripper. Funding is made possible through sponsored support. Some of this year's grantees have been mentored by other farmer veterans throughout their career, and many intend to hire veterans as they expand their own businesses." Moving on now into State of Illinois Ag News, we have your latest weekly crop progress and condition report for last week. And with last week's report, we join Mark Sloisner with the National Ag Statistics Service office in Springfield.
Last week was cool and wet across Illinois. There was an average of 3.5 days suitable for field work around the prairie state, and farmers used those days to plant corn and soybeans. Temperatures averaged 55.4 degrees last week, and that was 3.7 degrees below normal. Weekly rainfall totals ranged from 1 to 2 inches across Illinois, and the state average of 1.59 inches was more than one half inch above normal for this time of year. Topsoil moisture supplies were rated 1% very short, 10 short, 63 adequate, and 26% surplus as of Sunday. Corn planting reached 74% finished. That compares to 66% 1 year ago and 61 for the 5 year average. 35% of corn acres had emerged as of Sunday compared to 28% normally. For soybeans, 57% of acres are now planted, compared to 41 1 year ago and 25 normally. Moving on to winter wheat, 58% of acres are now headed. That compares to 38 last year and 48 normally. The condition of the Illinois wheat crop was reported as 13% very poor to poor, 17 fair, and 70% good to excellent. Pasture conditions were rated 10% very poor to poor, 20 fair, and 70% good to excellent. That is a little worse than the previous week. In other news, NAS will publish the first wheat yield forecast for 2021 in the May crop production report that will be published on May 12. This has been Mark Schleusener with the Heartland Region, Illinois Field Office of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
And again, that wheat yield forecast for the state of Illinois comes out on Wednesday. In other state ag news now for your Tuesday, as weather has been fairly mild, one gardening expert says cool season vegetables have been doing very well in her garden. Things like lettuce, spinach, and radishes thrive in this cooler weather we've been experiencing, but many have been hoping to plant their tomatoes and other warm season veggies. Master Gardener Nancy Orrell says she recently learned of a trick to warm the soil where you plan to plant.
Now, you don't do this in the oven or in the microwave or anything like that, but here's how you do it. You cover your planting area with black or red plastic a couple weeks before you plant your tomato plants. The extra degrees that translates into easier, earlier tomatoes. The soil is a lot warmer when you cover it with the heavy plastic, and that will help the your tomato plant be healthier and grow stronger.
And she says the traditional advice of planting tomatoes on Mother's Day weekend, which was this past weekend, might need to be altered a bit this year, as Mother's Day this year came a bit earlier than the normal mid-month date. And moving on now into local ag news for you Tuesday, we have some good news for tractor show lovers out there. The Hillsboro Old Time Tractor Show this year will be held, but it'll be held a bit earlier this year in conjunction with the Montgomery County Bicentennial Celebration. The show will be held Saturday, June 5th and Sunday, June 6th at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds in Butler in conjunction with the Montgomery County Bicentennial Celebration. And we'll have more information on the upcoming tractor show in the days and weeks to come. In other news and upcoming events, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, along with your country financial agents here in Montgomery County, will be holding a benefit golf outing at Indian Springs Golf Course in rural Fillmore. That comes up Friday, July 30th. You can register by calling the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro at 532-6171. The cost to play is $240 for a Farm Bureau member team. Non-member team is $300, and that's payable by cash or check to the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. That deadline to register is July 16th. Your registration does include one free drink and lunch as well. Flighting will be scheduled according to participation, and participation is limited to 25 four-man teams. There'll be a longest drive, longest putt, skins, and other contests also featured. And you can contact the Montgomery County Farm Bureau for more information, or you can contact them if you'd like your business to be a sponsor. Again, their phone number, 532-6171. You can also email Katie Wilson, Farm Bureau Manager, at kwilson@montcofb.com. And proceeds from this golf outing go to benefit Montgomery County food pantries. In other news from the County Farm Bureau, they'll be hosting a defensive driving course coming up for Montgomery County Farm Bureau members ages 55 and older. That'll be coming up Thursday, May 27th from 8 till 4. Participants must attend all day to qualify for the discount on their auto insurance premium, and there'll also be a one-hour break for lunch. It'll be held at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau building on the Courthouse Square in Hillsboro. Instructor of the course will be Illinois State Trooper Heath Bryan. Pre-registration is required, and you can sign up by calling the County Farm Bureau office again, 532-6171, or your local Country Financial rep by Monday, May 24th. Farm Bureau member price for the event is free. Non-member price is $20. Again, you can sign up by calling the Montgomery County Farm Bureau or your Country Financial rep, either Nathan Clemens, Jessica Chapelier, Corey Evans, or Alan Poganpole. And one more County Farm Bureau item, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders will be holding their May meeting at the Farm Bureau office on the square in Hillsboro tomorrow night, Wednesday. That starts at 7. And one last final note here for you on this Tuesday. Of course, we've announced that May is Beef Month across the nation, and here at WSMI, we'll also be celebrating by giving away beef certificates to Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. They've been kindly donated to us from the Central Illinois Livestock Association. All you have to do is email us at WSMI at WSMIradio.com to enter to win. Put beef in the subject line of your email along with your name and phone number so we can contact you if you are one of the winners. This coming Friday, I'll pick two winners. Next Friday, the 21st, I'll pick one. And the following Friday, the 28th, I'll pick another winner. Perfect, just in time for Memorial Day weekend. You can win a $25 gift certificate to Barris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro to stock your Memorial Day barbecue. Again, all you have to do to enter to win is email us at WSMI at WSMIradio.com. Put beef in the subject line of your email, along with your name and phone number, so we know how to get in touch with you if you are picked as a winner. And that'll wrap up your Ag News here on a Tuesday afternoon. But remember, you can always send your Ag News by an email to us at WSMI at WSMIradio.com. So again, for your Tuesday afternoon, May 11th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.